Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What's going on? Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider here with you for episode 164 of our show. And today we put a bow on basketball season. This past weekend, the Jets celebrated Senior Day inside a Fugate Gymnasium with their matchups against Missouri Western. And last week on our show, we previewed Senior Day with some interviews with our women's basketball seniors. So today, we will wrap up and recap our Senior Day festivities by visiting with our men's basketball seniors in Emi Rutai-Sire, Jordan Glenn Hawkins, Jacob Joe, Thatcher McClure, and Sam Summerhalder. And before we get into that, I just want to take a moment and say thank you. These kids have been in our program now here at Newman for anywhere between 2 and 4 years, and I've been here at Newman for 3 now, and so the vast majority of it has had each of these kids involved in the program. And it's been a blast to get to know them over the last couple of years, build relationships with these guys and everything that they are on and off the court. It's just been a blast, and I really enjoy, more than anything, building the relationships with these student athletes and getting to know them beyond the sport that they play. And I hope that these interviews kind of shed a little bit of light on them and their personalities and their goals for the future and as for what's next, because basketball has been such a big part of their lives for so long. And for some of them, it may continue to be in a couple of ways. But what I feel it's important to share is just kind of everything that goes into that sport for them as a person, to, you know, what drives them, their goals for the future, all of that. So hopefully you get to learn a thing or two about some of our student athletes you might not have otherwise known. But let's go ahead and get to our first break here on the show today. When we come back, we'll visit with each of our senior men's basketball student athletes. You're listening to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists, Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Emi Rutai-Sire, Newman's men's basketball senior. And Emi, it's been a long road in the sport of basketball, but you get one more home game and one more opportunity to play with these guys. How excited are you, and what kind of emotions are you experiencing?
Super excited. A lot of, like, you know, some sadness, you know, leaving the guys, but super excited just to leave it all out there on the floor for the coaching staff and my teammates who've just been so instrumental in helping me here.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you've had an interesting journey. I mean, you've come a long, long way.
Yeah.
You know, like what, halfway across the world, essentially, yeah. and a stop in New York in the meantime. Like, I mean, tell me about your journey and kind of what you've learned about yourself through the sport of basketball.
I think I just learned to like a certain sense of identity and trying to like separate, you know, who I am as a basketball player and who I am as a person. I think like my outside endeavors outside of basketball, like, you know, the writing and journalism and stuff like that, helped me like understand that, you know, I'm a decent basketball player, but I also want to be a decent human being. So I think that's what I found out about myself, is that you can't just be a basketball player. You got to be a human being too.
Absolutely. And as a journalist myself, I have to say I enjoy that that's something that you're interested in. But kind of how did you stumble upon that as something you wanted to pursue? And, you know, what's maybe the vision for the future then?
My mom like introduced me to like reading and writing a lot when I was younger. She made me freelance write, and she made me read books a lot and stuff like that. So I think literature is something I, you know, pride myself on and I'm interested in. So that kind of bled into, you know, just a hunger for knowledge. You know, I just want to know things. So I think, you know, incorporating that with, you know, my love for reading and writing, you know, and with the knowledge, you know, it just made sense to, you know, go into communications and be a journalism major. So my mom, really, I got to just attest everything to her.
That's awesome. So what's the goal after graduation and everything? I know you're interning right now with the news station. That's
yes.
going well. But yeah. is TV something you want to check out, or you want to get into like written, like newspaper writing? What do you want to do?
So I don't think, I'm a little camera shy. So I think maybe like, you know, behind the scenes, like okay. with the writing and stuff like that is something I'm more interested in. The TV work I've worked in with KWUH, but yeah, I think I'm a little gun shy, so I'd rather be behind the camera. And what I want to do after, I'd really like to go into journalism. There's a local paper in Australia that, you know, would probably be a dream to work for, called The Advertiser. So that's kind of like a goal, but yeah, I still want to keep playing pro after this, play as long as I can, and you know, when I'm done, go into journalism. Yeah, like try and be a reporter or a writer at like a local TV station back home.
Awesome. Well, I can totally relate to being the camera shy type. That's why I do the radio. Nobody has to look at my face, right? But you know, for you and your journey through basketball, obviously every team, every experience is different, and there's ups and there's downs, but how do you feel like the ups and downs of the sport of basketball have helped kind of prepare you for life?
Yeah, I'd say they've, you know, just kind of taught me that like failures have lessons in them. I think we can kind of be myopic with failures and just see them as failures, but I think if you can like extract the knowledge from those lessons that aren't losses, I think you can, you know, kind of benefit from that, and any loss you can kind of almost congregate it to, you know, make it even bigger, and you're better because of it. You know, they always say like MJ missed like 9,000 shots, but he's one of the greatest scorers ever. Like, you know, the more you shoot, you know, the more you can kind of decipher like what to do next and how you'll be better prepared for it. So I think it's just taught me perseverance, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And, you know, like we mentioned, tomorrow is senior day, so it's your last home game, last game with this group. But over the last couple years here at Newman, what's maybe your favorite memory? Can be in game, in practice, whatever you enjoyed the most. What are you gonna look back on the most fun?
Probably last year we played Emporia State. I played one of my boys who I played with at Niagara in New York, and I just had, you know, probably a better game than usual. And you know, I got to play against one of my boys from school, and we were close, so it felt good to not only play against them but beat them. So
yeah, that was good. Always good to beat Emporia State.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully we get one more win for you. I'm so excited for you and your future, Emmy. It's been great to meet you,
get
to know you. Best of luck in the future. All right,
appreciate you, Jackson. Thank you.
That's Emmy Rutaisire. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ugh, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman senior Jacob Joe. And Jake, it has been a long 4 years, but also kind of a fast 4 years. We were just talking about how it kind of flies past.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
For you, what has this 4 years meant, and what have you learned throughout your college basketball experience?
It's meant a lot to me, not just basketball. Just the lessons that you get from basketball is also going to help me with life. And I just feel like you learn through adversities. You keep pushing. I'm grateful for the relationships I got to meet here, and just the opportunity of getting to play basketball at the college level was great.
Absolutely. And you come from a big basketball family, I know, with your your brother and everything. So you've had a basketball influence your whole life.
Yep. Well, when I was about 3 years old. Yep.
So how much have you learned about the sport in your life, and how much do you feel like it's helped you grow as a person?
A lot. Just like I said, the adversities, but just being around my brother, you know, being around that environment my whole life, my dad carrying us through the summer, working us out every day, 2 hours, you know what I'm saying? That really built me as far as just being able to learn how to be consistent in something and go after something every day. So I feel like whatever I choose to do next, that'll got me.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to ask you in a minute your favorite Newman basketball memory, but real quick, I want to share mine. Of you, okay?
Right.
So a couple weeks ago, we go to your hometown, play a nationally ranked Arkansas Fort Smith team, and you decided to just rip the Nets apart. I think it was 6 threes that night, and we could hear you. I think your family was there cheering you on, making some noise. It was a great game, but it was so cool for me to see you play that well and do it in your hometown. How much fun was that experience for you, and is that one you're going to look back on fondly for the rest of your life?
Yeah, for sure. It was a good experience. You know, I just wanted to be able to get the people that watched me grow to be able to, you know what I'm saying, see something good out of it. Because, you know, I had school teachers there. I had old friends there. I had a lot of people there that was just there to support me. And, you know, I just felt like I had to show up for them.
Absolutely. Now, on your side, there's a lot of good performances, a lot of good wins, a lot of memories in the last 4 years. What's your favorite that you kind of will think about fondly forever?
My favorite, I'd probably say, you know, memories, as far as memories, I just love being on the road with the team and the bonding we get to do. You know, it's kind of a brotherhood, but as far as games, I would say it wouldn't even be myself. It would probably be like a big win where like Stevie Strong hit a game winning shot. I remember we used to have Kaysen Fisher. He hit a game winner. Like, probably big things like that, you know what I'm saying? Because those are rare. And, you know, I've had some pretty big games myself, but I like to get at somebody else.
Absolutely. Now, you know, over 4 years, you know, it's rare, especially in this day and age, where a guy's at a school for one career. Like, you don't transfer, you don't go anywhere else. So you're a Newman Jet through and through. But with that, you played with Coach Allen the whole time. What's your relationship like with him and this coaching staff, and how has that grown over 4 years?
You know, Coach Allen has played a big part of my life. First was just giving me the opportunity, but also just being somebody that's always there, that's always on me to push me because he wants me to be better. You know, it's never personal, but it's always helped me to grow into a better person.
Absolutely. Now, after your Newman chapter closes, do you have an idea about what you want to do, where you want to go? Kind of what's on the horizon for you?
You know, I'm a business management major. I plan on starting a business of some sort. Kind of got down to work, so I don't really want to speak on that too much. But, yeah, that's what I got planned for now.
Well, I'm excited to see what's coming for you, man. It's been a blast to watch you play. Like I said, I don't know what Newman basketball looks like without you on the floor, so it's going to be weird not seeing you in the future, but I'm so excited for you and what's to come. But thanks so much for the time.
Yep, I'm excited for the guys that get to play next year. You know, Mike Quick been sitting out. You know, they got Jock here, so I'm excited to see what they're going to do next year.
Me too.
It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. Jacob Joe, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again later.
All right.
That's Jacob Joe. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Welcome back here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting with Newman senior guard Jordan Glenn Hawkins. J.O., it's been a wild ride for you.
Absolutely.
2 years here at Newman. A lot of fun, some adversity that you've dealt, but I feel like you have grown a ton as a player and as a person. But tell me a little bit about what you have learned over your basketball journey.
First, take care of your body outside of basketball. Besides that, just build relationships, because once the ball stops dribbling, it's nothing else but life. You just got to live, stay with the connections that you made outside of basketball, and that's what I've been trying to do this year.
Absolutely. Now, you'll be one of 3,000-point career scorers that I talked to here this afternoon. You did yours way back last year because you did most of that scoring early on at Ellsworth, but you picked it up big time here at Newman as well. But to accomplish something like that so early in your career and to be such a leader on and off the floor for this group, kind of tell me about, you know, how that's kind of molded you to accomplish things like that and know how to handle the successes and, like we mentioned, a little bit of that adversity as well.
Just all glory to God. He's always with you with the success and the adversity. He's the one that's controlling everything. Basically, I just trusted him and let the things fall into the outcome.
Absolutely. So after your last game, what's kind of on the horizon? Do you know what you want to do? Are you going to go back home to Milwaukee? What's kind of the plan right now for Jordan?
Pretty much heal, get my body right, but go home, spend time with family, have opportunity to be a GA for next year here. Also have another option to try get a fifth year and give it a go around again. But just a lot of options. Got to do a lot of thinking after Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, selfishly, if that fifth year comes about, I would love to watch you play another year. It's been an absolute blast, especially if we got guys that go play in the G League, come back for another year. Why won't we get you to come back for one more, right? But tell me a little bit about kind of what you've been studying and what you are working on academically and kind of how that's helped you as well.
I've been doing business data analytics, like numbers, math. It's been my course my whole life. Besides that, I'm trying to go get a sports management degree and then become a coach, hopefully.
I like that. What would you say excites you the most about getting into coaching?
Seeing a different point of view. This few games I've been out, I just trying to help my team, and it's been a fun from that point of view, and I think I could do it for the rest of my life once I stop dribbling the ball.
Absolutely. I find that anybody that gets into coaching after they play has some impactful coaches themselves, and I know you and Coach Allen have a great relationship, but tell me a little bit about kind of the coaching relationship that you have with him and kind of how that might have helped to inspire you a little bit to be a coach yourself.
It's just the trust that we have. He trusts me to make plays, and I trust him to create the plays for me to make. He's a good dude. I consider one of my mentors, and he's helped me mold into that pathway to being a coach. There you go, right there.
He must have heard us.
Yeah, but he's been the one that pushed me right to the job that I want to do in the future.
Awesome. Well, tell me, what is your favorite Newman basketball memory? I got to ask it for each of you guys. I know there's some good ones to choose from, but what is yours?
I'd probably say it's not about me, but I think Boston senior night when he had like 30, it was just, it was fun to give him the ball and just see it go in. I think that was one of the best memories I had. But for me personally, I'll say at Pitt State when I scored by 1,000 points.
Absolutely. That was a big day. And that I remember last year, Boston, you're right, 30, but it was a good win, yeah, too, on top of that. You know, I love those good wins. And I know it's been kind of a tough year this year, a lot of different things kind of adding into that. But how do you feel like this year has made you kind of a better player, better person to handle some of those failures that come with the sport of basketball?
Just trust, believe in everything. Believe in God. Talk to someone, because mental health is important also. Just connect to others when you don't have, like, the confidence to do it. Connect with the ones that you trust and believe in.
Awesome. That's what I've learned. I like that. It's a great takeaway. It's going to take you far, man. I appreciate the time, Jordan. Congratulations on a great career. Hopefully we get to stick around here for a little while longer, all right?
Thank you.
That's Jordan Glenn Hawkins. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists, Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Don Blinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Blinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donblinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Blinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back here on the JetCast. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman's senior men's basketball student athlete Thatcher McClure. And Thatcher, 4 years of basketball. Mm-hmm. Seems like it flies by pretty quickly, but it's gone by even quicker for me with you here, mm-hmm, because it's year two, but you've made a big impact in a short amount of time. What has this experience at Newman meant to you?
I mean, it's meant the world. It's nice to finish my career out here, out at Newman, with the teammates I have here. This is definitely one of the funnest experiences I've had at a college career. So
absolutely. And well, I was just talking with Jacob Joe about how I don't know what Newman basketball looks like without him, but I have an interesting perspective on you, and I've kind of joked about, mm-hmm, you or about this with you, but I was at a different school, mm-hmm, when you were at Tabor, mm-hmm, and you were dropping 30 on the Coyotes when I was doing that, so I had to go against you at times, but it's nice to have you on my side. But two stops in a college career, what have you, mm-hmm, learned, you know, going from an NAIA school to a D2 and kind of learning the game at different levels?
There can be big differences, but there's players at every level. That was the one thing I think I learned my first year. And then just always want to go where you're wanted. I've had the opportunity to play with places that love to have me and have really been a joy to be around. So that's absolutely my big advice.
Now, the other day, I was on, I think it was LinkedIn, I saw a video shared about you and some movies and, like, mm-hmm, how you're working on kind of some programming. So tell me a little bit about that and your major, kind of what you've been working on academically.
So I'm a computer science major. I do a lot of things with programming and tech and staying in that ever-evolving field. And the thing he's talking about is this movie selector. It was a project of the week of mine. My mom, she got tired of going to Cinemark movies. And if you have a group of five or six people, I mean, it's just a pain to try and find a group of blocks that are together. You don't want to sit two here, two next row. You want to have all your family members together. So any movie that's out there can fill up. So I decided to make something that would allow you to get, just select the size you want, select the movie you want, and find available seats that are in good whatever positions.
I like that. It's $1 million idea.
Oh,
keep
you
working on it. That's a good one. Well, tell me, you know, with that computer science and your ideas of the week, I guess, what's maybe on the line in the future? What are you looking at doing after basketball here at Newman?
So right now I'm working for a small software company in downtown Wichita called Teammate Ventures, and we're doing a lot of things I can't talk about, but a lot of cool things that are going to be coming out soon, and I'm very happy to be working with them and some very smart people. So
That's
I'll
awesome.
Be growing.
Absolutely. Now, you know, that's
a crazy feeling. I'm just a broadcaster. I'm just a nerd with a microphone. So to hear about you and the capabilities of doing all these different things with computers and all of that stuff, it blows my mind. But what fascinates you the most about that field?
AI. I mean, it's like this black box, you know. Everybody's, it could take over the world, or it might not be as good of an investment as people think it is, and it's very hard to judge right now, but the capabilities and the possibilities are endless if we use it correctly.
I like that. Now, basketball-wise, you know, with senior night tomorrow and the emotions that come with that, kind of where is your head at, you know, playing one last game with this group of guys you got?
I think I'm going to enjoy every last minute of it. I have no regrets right now, and I don't think that's going to change with this last game, and I won't let it. So just going to enjoy my time, enjoy being around my people for one last time, and turn that page into the next chapter.
Absolutely. Now, I need to know your favorite Newman basketball memory. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good ones. It can be a win, a practice, sometime that Jacob Joe or somebody did something silly. I don't know. But up to you. What's your favorite one?
Oh, I mean, recently that Fort Hayes game was really amazing to be a part of. But personally, selfishly, I mean, of course, I'm going to have to pick my 27-point double-double against UCO and the locker room commotion that went on after it. And I think that whole day was just one for the record books for me.
That was a good one. That was kind of your coming out party as a Newman Jet, if I remember, because I don't know that you had started yet.
That was the first time I started.
And then I don't think you came out of the lineup the rest of the season. That was a big one. There have been a lot of big efforts in your career over the 4 years of it and all that, but that's a pretty good one, I would say. But what do you say we got one more in the tank tomorrow?
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to leave everything on the line. I'm locking in for this last game as much as I can, and I want to get Sam Somerhalder a three-point shot make.
You stole one of my surprise questions. I did my stats today, and I know he's 0 for 4 in his career from three-point range. We got
to
get Sam one.
We'll talk about 20% career three-point. He scored 1,000 points, no threes. That is insane.
Well, awesome. Thatcher, thank you so much for the time today. It's been a pleasure, my friend. Best of luck in the future, and keep in touch, all right?
Thank you so much.
That's Thatcher McClure. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider, visiting now with Newman senior Sam Somerhalder. Sam, first of all, congratulations. 1,000 career points, all-time leading rebounder, all these different accolades. What does that mean to you to be able to accomplish that in your four-year career?
It means a whole lot. Coming here, staying here all 4 years, just kind of being in the program for so long, in the league for so long. Just being able to get a couple different accolades and leaving. I know winning-wise it hasn't been how we hope, but leaving with a couple accolades and a little bit of success is nice.
Absolutely. And, you know, with this group of seniors that you got, I know this year's been kind of a tough way to kind of go out, but you've got a good group around you. You work well together. Tell me a little bit about what makes this group special.
Yeah, this is a special group. I mean, whether it's showing up on the win column or not, everyone's still very close, very tight. There's a lot of good chemistry on the team, coming from the seniors all the way down to the freshmen. I mean, some of the seniors and the freshmen are the tightest bunch of guys we have. So it's nice always having that in the locker room. So it's been good.
Absolutely. And I was talking with Jacob Joe a little bit ago and kind of joking, like, I don't know what Newman basketball looks like without you or him on the floor, because you guys have been here so long. But what about Newman made you stick around? I mean, in this era, guys transfer a lot, you know, you get new rosters all the time, but what about this place was special to you to where you felt like 4 years was the right spot to be?
I'd say it was the coaching staff and just the fact they took a chance on me. coming out of high school, I had some offers, but not a lot. And Newman was my first, and they took a chance on me, got an opportunity to play freshman year, and just stuck it out with Coach. He's been great. All the coaches have been great. I've loved the teammates every year and just the environment. So it's been nice staying. I don't regret it at all. But, yeah, it's been good.
Absolutely. And we were joking with Coach just a minute ago, too, about, you know, what are your parents going to do after this? Your dad is at every game, I swear, driving all over the country and all that. And I remember especially when we were down in Tahlequah a couple weeks ago and there was a snowstorm we had to drive back through, but there was almost nobody in that gym, but your dad was there. What does it mean to you to have that kind of support from your family?
It's meant everything. I mean, I think he's missed maybe two games, home and away-wise, in both because he was sick in my 4 years of playing, so that's been crazy. My mom's made almost every game she could. My sister has a couple little ones, so she's helped stayed back and helped take care of them. But it's meant a lot just having that support. I mean, they mean so much to me. And, yeah, I don't know what he's going to do after this year. Hopefully one of the nieces picks up basketball or something so he can stick around with that.
I got to give your dad a little credit too, because at Fort Hayes, when you became the all-time leading rebounder, he beat me to the punch. He knew it right away. He was keeping track and like, one, that's the one. And I had to go back and check because the stats were a little off at first. So I was like, I'm not sure if you're there yet, but you're right there. But he knew right away. He's like, that's the number.
He keeps up with it. Yep, he's very proud. I appreciate it.
That's so awesome. But tell me a little bit about just kind of where your head is at in terms of like emotions and everything that comes with senior day. I know you're not a vocal guy a lot. You're very reserved and all that. But emotionally, where are you at for Saturday?
I don't think it'll hit until maybe a couple weeks after the season or when I feel like I'm supposed to be back getting in shape, back playing again. But no, it's going to be bittersweet. It'll be nice just sending all the seniors off, including myself, but it'll be bitter not being able to play with these guys anymore. So I'm ready for it, but also it'll be sad.
Absolutely. Now, what is your favorite Newman basketball memory? And you got a lot to choose from. It's a tough choice.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick one, what is the tops?
I would say either that stretch last year going fighting for the tournament, just the morale of the team during that period, or the Kansas State game this year, just starting with a new team, bunch of new guys, and having a great experience like that. So I'd say one of those two.
Absolutely. Those are some good ones. I will say, you know, that push for the postseason last year was about as much fun as I have ever had covering a basketball team. And on the flip side of that bus home from St. Joe was about as tough as I've ever experienced. And I know you guys felt that as well, maybe times 10. But, you know, with that, you learn a lot, right? And you've learned a lot through the ups and downs of basketball. But where do you feel like that will prepare you or take you for life after basketball?
Yeah, I think it's a part of life, just going through adversity, feeling like you deserve something and maybe you don't get it like last year. But also, yeah, you grow as a person, you grow as a player when it comes to basketball, just getting through difficult times, but also keeping your head up makes you become more of a leader. There's younger guys and you're the older guy, so you have to pick those guys up. So it helps you in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And I think we've talked a couple times about your looking into real estate and kind of some things like that. And I know we're wanting to push that off as long as possible, but it's coming up. And just fill us in kind of on where you're at in terms of what's next in life.
Yeah, it's actually going pretty good. Had a couple interviews this week and then got one next week with the same company. So hopefully that goes well. And it's in Kansas City, so that'd be nice. But,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Get back home, be around family, right? That'll be awesome. Yeah. Well, Sam, it's been a great couple of years, 4 years for you, 3 years for me. It's been a blast. Yeah. Congratulations, and thank you for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Sam Somerhalder. We'll take a break and be back to wrap up the show right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mel Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mel Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Final segment on the JetCast today here on episode 164 of our show. Big thanks again, by the way, to our men's basketball senior student athletes, Sam Somerhalder, Thatcher McClure, Jordan Glenn Hawkins, Jacob Joe, and Emi Rutai-Sire. really appreciate them taking the time to visit with me this week and to talk about all things basketball and their career and what's next. Really enjoyed each of those conversations, so hopefully you did as well. Little bits of news before we send you on your way this week. And of course, MIAA Madness going on in Kansas City right now with the basketball tournaments. And a couple of weeks ago on our show, we visited with Associate AD here at Newman, Zach Brake, and discussed about how he was named the committee chair for the MIAA Conference Tournament. Well, a little bit more to add to his resume this week is Zach was named the 2026 recipient of the association's Jerry Hughes Rising Star Award. And this award was established by the MIAA in 2023. The Jerry Hughes Rising Star Award seeks to recognize a young MIAA administrator or coach who embodies the principles and core values of the MIAA and its membership, which includes fair competition, academic success, and service to others. And the award is named for Jerry Hughes, the longtime University of Central Missouri Director of Athletics, who passed away back in January of 2023. But Zach is in his sixth year working here at Newman, and after spending 4 years as the Assistant Athletics Director for Marketing Communications, he was named the Association AD for Advancement and Operations in October of this past year. And originally, he's, of course, from Columbus, Ohio, and joined the Jets staff as a grad assistant in 2020 before he earned his MBA here from Newman and has worked his way up in our athletics department. He's done a fantastic job. But to read the full story, the full release on Zach's award, again being named the Jerry Hughes Rising Star Award winner for the MIAA this year, you can go to NewmanJets.com and click on that article. But that's just about going to do it for our show this week. Just some quick hitters for you. Women's bowling will be on the road in Tennessee this weekend, bowling at an event hosted by Vanderbilt. Also, the baseball team will be on the road Saturday and Sunday for action against the Northeastern State Riverhawks in conference competition. Women's tennis will be on the road down in Durant, Oklahoma, taking on Southeastern Oklahoma State on Saturday. And then into next week, men's and women's golf will both be in action as they go to Owosso, Oklahoma, to compete in the Hillcat Classic. And then also softball will be back in action here in Wichita on Tuesday the 10th. So lots to look forward to here in the coming days across Newman Athletics. But as always, you can go to NewmanJets.com/calendar and check out the full composite schedule. And of course, you can download the Newman Jets app. But that is all for our show today. Again, thank you to all of our senior basketball guests, Sam Sommerhalder, Thatcher McClure, Jacob Joe, Emmy Rutaisire, and Jordan Glenn Hawkins. Hope you enjoyed those interviews as much as I did. But we'll wrap it up there and see you next week back here on the JetCast. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this is the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.